Short period of time, so we're going to be moving very quickly. I'd like to welcome new members of the committee. I could say hello to the old members of the committee, too. And saying that, I'd like to call the meeting to order, approve the minutes of the 12:03:15 minutes, 12:03 special meeting, 12:09, and 12:15.
Second. For all three, team?
Yes, all three.
Actually, yes. All four.
Four. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, we have a bunch of resolutions. If you don't mind, I'd like to take resolution 82 out of order, confirming the appointment of Sherry Cross as personnel director. Move.
So move.
Second. James, second?
Yes.
Any discussion? Sherry's been with the county in various capacities, most of the time through Golden Hill, as director of Golden Hill. She has done many positive things for the county. She's an asset to the county, and I would recommend her highly. Any other discussion?
We did.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Congratulations, Sherry. Sherry has another appointment. That's why we did that for her.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening. Thank you.
Great data. 23 is your reappropriation.
Okay. We're going to do a couple other out of order, too. Resolution 23, amending the 2016 Oakland County budget, unexpended funds from New York State Office of Homeland Security Emergency Service with the Law Enforcement Terrorism Prevention Program, Oakland County Sheriff.
I'll move it.
Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 29 and 30. We're going to bundle them together. All right. Someone make a motion to bundle?
Bundle. I'll second the bundle.
Any discussion? If not, a motion to bundle. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
On the resolution 29 and 30. What?
So
move it.
I know. Move it. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. You're more welcome to stay.
9:30. Bundled.
All righty.
So long.
Resolution 8. How about, let's see if we can put a few of these. Okay. Let's do 8 first. We'll do 9, and then we'll do
nine,
bundle.
9 through 12 all relate together. Uh-huh.
9 through 12?
I
guess. Right. Well, I mean, they're going to do 8 first, and then we'll do. Okay.
I'll move eight.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Bundle resolutions 9 through 12.
Move to bundle.
Second it.
Any discussion on bundling? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. On resolutions 9 through 12 inclusive. Any questions? No questions, Ken? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Oh, I need to make a motion. I'm sorry. We make a motion on 9 through 12.
I'll move.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 14, 15.
They're not their authorization.
Okay, 14 and 15.
No, those you can't do.
Why can't we?
Well, one is about tourism, and the other one's on probation.
Again?
So you're the chair, Richard, so you can do whatever you
so
want.
So we'll put tourism on probation. That's all. We'll just move them together.
It's up to you.
Since
I'll move 14.
Okay, there we go.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
This is on the recommendation of our attorney over here for right-hand side. Resolution 15.
You know what 14 is, right?
I know what 14 is, yeah.
All right.
You know what it is?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
15?
It's 14.
Move. 15.
Move it.
Any discussion?
What was your second?
Second.
Second. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Resolution 16. Approve the execution of contracts in excess of $50,000 Underbody County Repco Office for the Agent. Moved by?
Move.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? I'm going to have to abstain from voting.
Right. Yep.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Resolution 17. International Business Machines, Department of Information Services. Moved by?
Moved.
Second.
Maintenance agreement on all their hardware in the county.
Mm-hmm. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
19. Establish a policy to support the county's efforts to combat substance abuse prevention and dedicated revenue received through New York State medical marijuana excise tax for program services to further
move
address
it.
The narcotics addiction.
Second.
Move second.
You just want to see if
any comment? No comment?
I'll try
to stop. No comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 20, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute agreement in New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to accept grants for comprehensive culvert assessment and amending to 2016 Ulster County Budget Department of Environment.
Move.
Second. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
23, we did. 24, 25, 26, 27, and 28.
We have to lump them, or
hold on.
Can we?
Come on.
Yeah, I would say do 24 separate, and then you can do 25, 26, 27.
Okay. All right. Move 24.
Move 24. Second.
Second.
Any all in favor? Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Lump or bundle 25, 26, 27. Correct.
And 28 or no 28.
28 there?
28?
29 is done.
No, 29
already. Okay,
right,
so
26 through 28.
Move the bundle.
Sorry, 25 through 28, yes.
I know you're testing me. I know it.
You're winning the test.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. All right, so who seconded? You had a second? Don?
Yeah.
No.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? If not, roll call for bundling. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
On resolutions 25 through 28. Moved by?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 31. Establishing capital project 461, purchase of highway department of public works and highways and bridges. Moved by?
I'll move it.
Well, second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 32, 33, 34, through 35, 36.
32, 3, 4, 5, and
6.
Move the bundle.
Move the bundle. Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye on the bundling.
On the bundle. Aye.
On resolutions 32 through 36, moved by...
I'll move it.
Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? If not, passed. Resolution 37. To accept increased funding in New York State of Mental Health for Gateway Community Industry, Department of Mental Health. Moved by.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The quietest
wait a minute. Say that again. I'm sorry, Richard.
37.
Nope. 37 is amending the Ulster County budget unexpended grant fund to New York State Department of Tourism.
No.
No, 37. That's
41.
That's 41, TJ.
Okay, well, that's 37 right there. I swear I can't make this up.
That's money for Gateway, 37.
Yeah, but not on that. It's not.
Okay, we're on 37.
Okay, but I lost my mind.
He's entitled. There's a lot of resolutions here. Okay.
All right, hold on.
37 is to accept increased funding for New York State Mental Health for Gateway Community Industry Department of Mental Health.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All right, any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
I
got to
go.
Okay.
Okay. Right. That one will come around.
We have to waste a little time. You know, it can't be too quick.
That's fine.
It's so quiet, I can't stand it. You have 41.
Did anybody see the Pittsburgh game?
Moving right along.
Did they play?
How about those Giants?
Did they play? Mm. Okay, resolution 41. Appropriate unexpected grant fund from New York State Department of State, Department of Tourism. Move.
Move it.
Second?
Second. Okay.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
That's the one you just changed.
No. The shared tourism grant we got 2 years ago.
So it was right? No, it should be, this should be 41.
Okay.
Yes.
And it said 37.
$6,000.
Okay.
We're good?
Yeah,
it's like 27.
All right.
27.
Who moved? James moved.
We just need one
for 15 days. Second?
So, yes.
All right. Any discussion? 37? It's 41. Mm-hmm. We did 37 already, Don.
Did the gold sheet go around for 37?
I don't know. Jim will have it.
What are you looking for?
Which gold sheet? 37?
I don't think so.
I think we needed one for 37. Because we bundled
31 through 36. 27,
26, 25, 36, 34, 33,
32, 35.
Okay, so we need
137.
Got one.
All right.
All right, 41. Do we vote on it?
Nope.
All in favor say aye.
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 All right, 46. Is establishing capital project 464 SUNY Ulster Renovation to establish the Pfeiffer Center for Business Innovation and Technology amended 2016 through 2021 capital program SUNY Ulster. Move
it.
Second. Just any questions regarding if whatever happens with family court, the college is well aware that we might be, they might have to move if something happens.
It's just equipment.
Yes. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Yep.
I think 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57. We should bundle all of those.
All right.
Is it all related to SUNY?
47 through 57?
Yes.
That is correct, sir.
Right. Inclusive, yes. Move, TJ?
I'll move the lump.
Chris, second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
On the resolutions 47 through 57, inclusive. Move, TJ, second. Chris? Discussions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, resolution 58. Authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to enter the agreement with the village of Ellenville, New Paltz, Arbutus, relating to the enforcement of real property liens under Article 11, Section 1102, 1110, 1150, and the state real property tax law. Department of Finance. Moved by James.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 59, 60, 61. We bundled three of them.
Move to bundle.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 On resolutions 59, 60, and 61. Moved by.
I'm moving.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 Resolution approving 62. Approving the execution of a contract, amending causing the aggregate contract amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered by the county. Continuing system Department of Information Services. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
63. I'm sorry, yes. Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000, entered by the county, Ulster County IDA, Department of Planning.
Move it.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
64. It's approving.
64 and 66.
64, 66. Together?
Mm-hmm.
Bundled?
Move to bundle.
Second
to bundle.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I
need a motion on the resolution.
I'll move the resolution.
Hey, you're rushing me right along here.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah.
You
guys
voted.
No.
Resolution or motion to move 64 and 66 as a bundle. All in favor? Or moved by who?
Moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
You made him lose his mojo.
All right. Resolution 67, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 to Buddy County Resource Center for Access Living, Office for the Aging.
Move it.
Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
68, pledging magic funds for our Love New York Tourism Promotion, Department of Tourism. Move.
Move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Tracy, welcome to the committee. We had a big party beforehand. You weren't here. All new members.
I always miss the party.
We had a parade and everything.
But there were no meatballs.
No meatballs.
Resolution 69. Authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute a contract with New York State Housing Trust Fund represented by the Office of Community Renewal for the federal funding for implementation of the Community Development Block Grants, amending the 2016 budget, Department of Planning.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second.
Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Bundle 72 and 73.
Move the bundle.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
You want to hand those down? Thank you.
On resolution 72 and 73, bundle it together.
I'll move
on each individual resolution.
Move it.
TJ?
Yes.
Second?
Second.
Discussion, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Resolution 75, authorizes the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute amendment contract CO9-00722 with New York State Department of Environmental Protection to allow DPW to continue winter maintenance around the Ashkelon Reservoir through April 1st, 2016, in exchange for reimbursement of costs by New York State Department of Public Works.
Would you like to say?
Yeah, no, you can say.
I was show
can. Show can. Right. Move it.
I'll second.
Just second.
Second?
Yeah, I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 76, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant reimbursement agreement with New York State Development for the Ulster County Strive Project. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
77, 78. Bundle them.
Move to bundle.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion on bundling? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
On resolution 77, 78. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Resolution 83. Confirming the appointment of medical examiner for the County of Ulster.
Move it.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Wow.
Wow.
This is the tamest meeting we've ever had.
All right. Everybody in their packet has various correspondence that Ken or that Don have passed out to everybody regarding budget amendments reports, regarding list of eligible properties for foreclosures. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? If not, bring them in next few days or whenever you have them. Actually, we have a presentation tonight regarding, I find this is going to be very important regarding Ulster County and to the City of Kingston and the towns throughout Ulster County. And I just want to enlighten everybody regarding some numbers, where we are. We have handouts that are going to be given out.
No, she's trying to take your picture. Oh. I'm trying to stay
out of it. You don't want to be in the picture. Okay, I'll make sure you're not.
He's the big shot on
I'm nobody. But anyway, you know, it's just to enlighten everybody where we are regarding our sales tax becomes expired on February 28th. March 1st of 2016, and we need an agreement with the City of Kingston in order to move forward, and hopefully we just want to give a history of where we've been and where we might be going with this. The City of Kingston had discussions with the County Exec Office, with myself, the Chairman, Ken Ronk, and also Hector Rodriguez. We are still talking back and forth. It's very preliminary, but there again, hopefully we can have resolved to this issue by the time frame that we have to have it done by. There might be a special meeting in the month of February, depending on how this law falls into place regarding passage, if it is passed through the city of Kingston, and also with the Ulster County Legislature. Back in a little history with the sales tax itself. Everybody see that? Want to give them a wipe? And everybody should have a follow-through if they want. Back in 1968, we actually had a resolution, which was Resolution 286, which basically the county had 100% of the sales tax. In 1993, the sales tax was broken down through negotiations with the county getting 88%, city of Kingston 10%, towns of Ulster 2%. On Resolution 2006 and 201, sales tax percentages changed. And fortunately, unfortunately, I was here to negotiate that. And unfortunately, the other parties that were in the room at the time are no longer with us. And we actually gave the city of Kingston an additional 1.5%, and we gave the towns a 1% increase based on most of through the city of Kingston regarding safety net cost throughout the upcoming years. In Resolution 251 of 2010, it allowed for the latest sales tax agreement with the city of Kingston to be executed, and this expires February 29, 2016. So that's why we are still in the process of negotiating with the city of Kingston. Am I going too fast? I mean, it's... All right, so that's a brief history of where we are. With the exception of the fiscal year 2013, sales tax have been on the incline for the towns of Ulster County and the city of Kingston. And for the year 2016, the county has budgeted $3.2 million in sales tax revenue for the towns and $12.6 million in sales tax revenue for the city of Kingston. This represents a growth of 1.8%. And hopefully we can go beyond that number, but that's a very conservative number that we implemented. As you see in the next chart, from the year 2013 to 2014, this shows, actually it's 2013 through 2016, each town and what the sales tax distribution of each town would be. From 2013 to 2014, 16 of the 20 towns in Ulster County received an increase in the actual sales tax revenue. Budgeted figures for 2015 predicted only one town would not receive an increase in sales tax during the course of the fiscal year, and that was the town of Plattekill. And that's all based on equalization of the towns. In the year 2013, Resolution 299, we as a legislative body started a three-year process to begin to take over safety net costs for the towns and the city. Using those figures, there's a chart on the right-hand side which shows what the savings of each town would be during that process, 2013 through 2016, with an estimate for 2015 and 2016. Using both the actual savings and the estimated savings from the fiscal year 2013 through the fiscal year 2016, the city of Kingston would recognize a savings of $8.3 million, and the towns of Ulster County would recognize a combined savings of $13 million. So basically, Ulster County has expended or paid out for safety net about $21 million during that period of time. In addition to that, HAVA, which we started taking over in 2014, we're on our second year of 14, 15, or third year, we're taking over the election costs for the towns and city. Using both actual savings and estimated savings from the fiscal years 2015 through the year 2016, the city of Kingston would recognize a savings of $107,000, and the towns throughout Ulster County recognize a combined savings of $616,000. And this is reflected by each individual town on the right-hand side. The actual expenses for prior years of 2012 display the budgetary expenses for the town of Ulster County and the city of Kingston prior to safety net and HAVA clause before taking over by the county. So that basically shows the expenses that they had during those period of time. The actual expenses for the city of Kingston and the towns of Ulster totaled $131 million for the fiscal year 2012. In 2016, the city of Kingston and town of Ulster County budgeted $142,534 in appropriations, equal to an estimated increase in spending of 8.31%. And that's all depicted regarding by each municipality on the right-hand side, what the general fund was, what the highway fund is, and the combination of both. For the year 2012 through 2016, the city of Kingston tax levy has increased 17.38%, or $2.6 million. Similar, the towns of Ulster County combined tax levy increased 5.47%, or $3.8 million. Despite these savings being created from the takeover safety net costs and election costs, the taxpayer has never been given more for their town and city government. I'm sorry, the taxpayer has been paying more for the town and city government. In summary, if you look at this chart here, it shows the savings of election costs, safety net, what the savings would be as a combined savings from 2013 to 2016. The towns of Ulster County received a combined total savings and increase in sales tax revenue of $13.8 million. Despite these funds being available, budgetary appropriations increased by $5.1 million during that same time frame. This equates to a new expense of $18.9 million over 4 years. That's a drastic increase for the towns of Ulster throughout Ulster County. From the year 2013 to 2016, the city of Kingston has received a total saved an increase in sales tax revenue of $9.2 million. Despite these additional funds being available, budgetary appropriations increased by $6.1 million during that same time frame. This equates to a new expense of $15.3 million over the four-year period of time. In saying all this, Ulster County has stepped up. We have took on additional expenses, which has been very demanding on us. We have tried to keep our costs down for the county portion of the tax bill, which we were very successful over the past 4 years. We're going to try to continue that. Like I said, this agreement between the city and Ulster County was determined and was increased because of the extra cost of safety net. Now that that cost is not being borne by the individual municipalities or by the city anymore, the question becomes, we'll have open discussions with the city council to see exactly, if anything, we can do with that one additional 1.5% increase of that sale, but the difference between that from a 10% to 11.5%. That 1.5% increase of sales tax. And there again, at that time, the townships received an additional 1%. So we are here to have a discussion with the city of Kingston to see what kind of agreement we can have that would be mutual beneficial to not only the towns, but also the city of Kingston and to Ulster County. And in saying all that, I just want to inform every legislator what's going on, that there's ongoing discussions. Nothing is finalized yet, and once it is finalized, we'll bring it back to the full legislative body. We will have discussions, and hopefully we'll have an approval by the end of February. I know that was quick, and but that's a overall synopsis of where we've been and where we're going. Yes, Mr. Chipman.
Chairman Geraghty, there's certain premises in your paperwork here that are missing or incorrect. Firstly, I want to correct something. This is something very near and dear to me. You made the statement that all the expenses and budgets and taxes have gone up in all towns. That's not the case with the town of Rochester. I took office 8 years ago. Taxes are lower right now than they were 8 years ago. I'd also like to explain something to you about comma. In November of 2008, I was here when the legislature passed taking over, sending the cost to the town. Before that time, my election expenses ran from $9,000 to $11,000 a year, okay? $11,000 if we had primaries. Well, folks, the county took it over. I was up to $43,000 the next year. That's what happened when the county gave the towns the bill, okay? Next, when it comes to safety net, one thing you have to remember is that there are 61 other counties in New York State where the towns did not pay safety net. Local costs were borne by the county, and yet sales tax was still shared, actually in much more liberal plans than what we have in Ulster County. So we have to look at certain things. You can't paint a stripe over this, and you're looking, if you want to get a real look at things, when I first came into office in 2008, you know what safety net was? It was $30,000. That was $30,000 in my budget. By the time the county took it over, it was $200,000. Now let's talk about what happened. And you guys denied it when I screamed and yelled several years ago. But let's take a look what happened. You had a commissioner of social services that handed out welfare checks, social service checks, like it would McDonald's, counting how many millions served. And then I watched my costs go up, okay? And you know what? It wasn't a problem. Wasn't it a problem until I started screaming, and finally the county took it over, and then they started realizing when they had to start paying the bill, it was a different story. So, folks, let's be a little fair here when it comes down to it. And I will admit, there's some towns where costs have gone up. Taxes have gone up, of course, but we're not living in a perfect world. One thing the county doesn't have that the towns do. The county is self-insured, and they're not community-rated like towns are for our health insurance. I've been facing double-digit increases in health insurance every year and asking for help, and I haven't received any help on it. So believe me, there is a different side to this coin here. And yes, maybe we do have to look at the way sales tax is shared, but let's look at it in a more equitable situation and realize the county didn't do us a favor. The county did what was right when they took over safety net. That was what was right. That's what everybody else was getting in New York State, okay? And you can't say that isn't the truth, because it is the truth. So I'd like to set the record straight there on that. But I say we need to look at it and let's work on it. And we don't have a lot of time.
And not to dispute your points there, but I mean, there were a few things that you did mention that, what HAVA costs themselves. I mean, I know I was personally totally against, having the county run that whole particular program. I mean, the state came down, mandated us to go through a federal program regarding machinery, regarding storage,
right, and
everything.
From Congress, it went right down.
So, I mean, there again, our hands were tied to do all that. So, yes, I'm not here to dispute, each town individually or anything else. I'm here to say that this is what's presented before us today. We have approximately 4 weeks, 5 weeks to have something done. We will try to do what's mutually beneficial for everybody concerned. We're not going to please everybody, but I want everybody to realize that the county has stepped up. We did take over safety net. Yes, we were at one time the only county that did not take over safety net, but that doesn't mean that's the right thing to do. Okay, we did it. It's done with. It's over with. We have that expense. Question becomes, the state should have stepped up and paid some more monies, which they haven't. But there again, we can't go back to Albany and do all this. Bottom line is that we have to be cognizant of all these facts. Let's have an open discussion regarding the parties involved. And there again, hopefully we come up with something that's mutually beneficial to everybody. Jim?
Mr. Chairman, if an agreement is not reached by February 29th, what does happen?
Well, I guess the attorneys are going to have to handle that.
Existing agreement just move forward?
My understanding, Ken, correct me if I'm wrong, we continue to collect until something is reached, and we can't distribute, but we can collect. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? I'm no attorney, but that's what
it's more complicated than that.
I understand that, but
yeah.
Hopefully, let's be optimistic that we don't have to worry about that, James.
Thank you, Richard.
Tracy,
I just wanted to go back to something you said earlier, where you said you're the only person left standing in the room
At the table when the negotiations, yes.
And to be clear, you're saying that additional 1.5% was because of the safety net costs that were being borne by Kingston?
Yes. So at the time, we had discussions that we realized safety net was a burden, financial burden, that was most likely going to be increased, and I'm sure it's going to be increased from this year forward, too. To what degree, I have no idea. But at that time, the discussion was that we would give 1.5% to the city of Kingston for that cost, and we would give 1% to the towns for that cost.
I'm sure it's optimistic thinking, given the time, but there was nothing in writing to that effect?
That's what it was. You're not trusting me?
No, I believe
you. No, okay.
But it would be nice if something were written.
Mr. Chairman, thanks for the presentation. I know that we reached a time where I think it's important for us to have a really healthy discussion about municipal expenses, municipal taxes. And we know how hard the county has worked over the last several years to control our spending. We've done major reforms that's resulted in large reductions in our spending. We're down almost $30 million over the last several years. We've cut taxes the last 3 out of the last 4 years. But there's a reality that we've got to look at it. We took a quick look at the town budgets for 2016, and there's a lot of questions that could be answered. For example, collectively, all of our towns are budgeting $2.7 million in sales tax for 2016. But as Mr. Gerentine just said, that we expect $3.2 million of revenue for those towns. There's a 22% difference between what we believe the actual sales tax is versus what the towns are budgeting. And that certainly raises a concern that the towns are not fully budgeting the revenue, and whenever the town doesn't properly budget the sales tax revenue, that inadvertently raises property tax at the town level. So I think this is going to be a healthy conversation, one where we can really look at how the towns are budgeting and what they're spending their dollars on as well.
Well, sir, we're not here to criticize the towns, the city, or the county at this point. We're here to say, here's something that's a problem that's before us. We have to resolve it. Let's get around the table. Let's have an open discussion. Let's try to resolve it by February 29th.
Richard, if I could just ask Ken a question on that last number. Ken, on that last number, the 22%? Mm-hmm. The city included in that, or was that just the towns?
Yeah, just towns.
Okay.
But certainly, when you look at the budgets, we have a very good budget team here at the county, and certainly there's a lot of discrepancies that we're seeing. That I think this is going to be a healthy conversation for all of us, and certainly I think we all have the taxpayers first in the conversation. I applaud the chairman of Ways and Means for acting as the taxpayers' watchdog and making sure that we look at the level of taxes and how those are being distributed to the best benefit of taxpayers in the county.
And there again, let's make it perfectly clear: we as a county are not directing the city or the towns on how they expend their monies. Okay, they can spend their monies any way they feel fit. They get a majority in their town board. They can do whatever they want to do. We have a responsibility to the taxpayers of Ulster County through our county tax bill, and I think we have stepped up and did a great job over the past few years. Hopefully we'll continue, but there again, we have something before us now. I want every legislator to be well aware of what's before us, give you a little background information, and this is going to be coming forth, might be coming forth on special meetings in the next 4 to 5 weeks. Anything else?
There was a period of time that you studied, 2012 to 2016. Did you look at the pension costs that the towns, how that increased over that period?
Yeah, all the costs are included. And there again, let's not get into what their costs are. I mean, our costs have escalated just like every other town regarding, what the pension is for counties, too. So, but there again, like I said, we are not getting involved in what it actually costs particular townships or the city. We have our own problems with the county. Let's manage our problems and let the town board and the city council manage their problems. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Rich, can you give some insight into some of what the discussions have been so far with Kingston?
We had discussions with the city of Kingston. We're ongoing discussions.
They started about when?
They started last Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And can you say anything about those, or is this nothing's been decided yet?
Nothing's been decided at all. Just that we have had an open discussion, and hopefully we can come to some kind of resolve. The period ahead of us.
Right.
Jim?
Are you saying just the 1.5% with the city and the 1% with the towns are in play? Anything more than that?
At this point, like I said, I'm only speaking for one legislator, which is myself. Sure. I would say that that is all in play at this point.
So nothing, nothing beyond? Or nothing.
I don't see that happening. Can it happen? Yes, but I don't see it happening.
I think in a negotiation like this, you don't want to rule anything out or in, you know, that's all things that need to be done, you know, privately between, you know, the executive's office and the city. And then, you know, if you rule something out in public, then how do you go into a negotiation, you know, saying, well, I've already said I'm not going to deal with this or I'm going to only deal with this. It's just not the right way to do business, so...
And about that process, it's the executive that's executive's office that will be negotiating with the executive of the city of Kingston, and then they present that to the legislature. Is that the process we're talking about?
Well, so far what's transpired was the fact that the executive has allowed the legislative body to participate in those discussions.
But meaning yourself and the majority and minority head?
The chairman and the minority person. Any other questions? Did it in record time, see that? And you were worried.
What can I tell you?
I don't know.
We should have had more faith in you, Richard.
Yeah. That's what I told Tracy. You have faith in me how many years ago? 25? if not, a motion to adjourn?
Make motion.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for coming.
Okay.